Hey, guess what? It's 8 o'clock. And we're actually on time today. Congratulations, me. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. This is the 38th air. The 38th parallel, episode 9. And I am the.
This is the ninth one.
I know.
It's crazy, my God.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the other guy talking? What's your name again?
I don't know. Alan Mosley. Isn't it supposed to say at the bottom of the screen or something?
It could, yeah, but you know, you might as well just say it.
Well, yeah,
instead of having your name up there the whole time.
Well, yeah, but what about people who joined the stream after the very beginning?
Oh, they're like, who is this guy?
Yeah,
who is that guy, right?
Is that
okay?
Yeah, I'm Steve Fox of Fox and Sons Coffee. that's me.
Well, you know, you're plugging the coffee, and everyone's like, oh, what's that Fox and Sons? Yeah, okay, let me go check that out. And then they go buy a few, and there you go, they're hooked.
Listen to this. I can't divulge too many details, right? Because this is hush hush. But I have it on good authority that at the 6th annual It's Too Late Live show, there will be a special edition, one time only, coffee blend available only at the show for a single time order. Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be called It's Too Early for Alan Mosley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty dope. I have no idea anything else. I don't know what the flavor is going to be. No idea. I just know that it's happening. Now, this is coming on the heels of the hot sauce we had a couple of years ago that was It's Too Hot for Alan Mosley. I think I still have some of that, believe it or not. I don't know if it's still good. I don't know.
Oh,
How does hot sauce work? Is that still good after a couple of years? Or
It does last a while, so possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, just check the expiration date or
this dude. These are like individual manufacturers. I don't think there is an expiration date on the bottle.
Oh, okay.
So,
Well, what do I know? I don't know. I don't have my own hot sauce, my own coffee. I don't know how long this stuff lasts.
Yeah, man. That's I'm the big time. I've made it.
Who is it? I should just, you're big timing everybody. Now, I got my own coffee and I have my own hot sauce.
we had Jim Bovard on a couple of weeks ago and he said, when I was asking him to come on the show, he said, hey, do you want a copy of my book to have, you know, when I come on the show? And I was like, yeah, that'd be really cool. And so he said, all right, I just emailed the publisher and said, big podcaster needs copy of the book, and gave him your address. And I said, well, thanks for the thought, Jim, but I am trying to lose weight.
So, I'm sure he had a nice chuckle.
Yeah. No, he canceled his appearance.
Oh, well, that sucks.
No, I'm just kidding. He'll do any goddamn show, so it's fine.
Okay, so you've had an It's Too hot sauce and an It's Too Early.
Yeah.
So what's like the middle ground? Like what's the one that's like, it's just right? What would be the product for that? A cereal?
I don't know. I mean, really the whole shtick of the entire show of It's Too Late is that, you know, it's just black-pilled, just, you know, doomer beyond redemption. So it's got to be too something. It can't be It's Too Fine. It's Too Okay.
Yeah, why not? Have a little white pill there. It's going to be fine. Things are going to work out okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be some people out there who's going to do the work and...
Well, the obvious answer is we'd have to have another sponsor with a different product. So our hot sauce sponsor did the hot sauce, and then our coffee sponsor is doing the coffee. So if you wanted to have another thing, we'd have to have another sponsor. So if you know somebody out there that is a like-minded, liberty-loving small business that wants to sponsor It's Too Late. I have it on good authority that Steve, who sponsors like every single podcast on planet Earth, has actually said we're one of the top two shows in terms of him actually getting a return on his advertising dollars. So
sweet.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you make something that's not coffee or hot sauce, because there's a lot, apparently there's a ton of people that make hot sauce. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Danny came along and he's from Tennessee. And so I'm going to pick my boy here in the South, but apparently there's a bunch of other people that do hot sauce. So no thanks to hot sauce, no coffee. If you provide a different product than those things, then sponsor the 38th parallel and It's Too Late. and then you'll get the amazing ad reads like we do for Tennessee Hot Sauce Company and Fox & Sons Coffee. And I mean, they're clearly amazing because they're getting results. Now, never mind that you might be getting a call from the FCC. That's not important. What's important is you're getting sales.
FCC, never heard of them.
Yeah, well, good. I
don't know who those people are.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can end the banter. So that was nice. We got some plugs in there. Like your Tennessee Hot Sauce and
I'm going to keep going. I'm trying to. I didn't like your topics. I'm going to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you know? I heard this from somebody that does a show that does like a radio show. Did you know that apparently if you are like a content creator and you are advertising a product with an affiliate link or like a promo or whatever, you're supposed to state that, like you're supposed to say, you know, like I am an affiliate for this, or, you know, this is my thing. Like you can't just say buy this product. You know, you have to, you're supposed to actually state if you're an affiliate for that.
Hmm.
I don't think I technically am, because I don't have an affiliate link. They have a promo code for their thing and I just tell people go over there and buy it, you know. But I heard that somewhere and I told, because this person was saying to me, hey, did you know you're supposed to do this? And I was like, okay, so first of all, I didn't know that. And second of all, if you knew anything about me and my show, like if that's the only law I break, then I'm not batting 1,000 here. Like I'm hoping to be a lot bigger rabble rouser than that one little like FCC violation. Yeah,
what's the penalty for not saying that? You get like your head chopped off or something?
I have no idea. Well, I thought that they were full. I thought that they were. It was just boomer nonsense. Like it sounds like the type of thing. It's like the boomer who copy pastes in Facebook. These are my pictures, and you aren't allowed to use them because they think that matters. And so I thought, you don't know what you're talking about. So I Googled it, and they were right. That actually is a thing. It's like relatively new. Sometime in the last so many years, they made it like, I guess like with the rise of podcasting, basically, mm-hmm. they're like, oh no, you guys, if you're an affiliate for some product, you're supposed to like state that this is an affiliate link.
Hmm.
So again, I don't really have an affiliate link, so I don't think that applies to me. But apparently if you advertise something and you have like a, you know, go to jimbobsjellybeans.com/38th parallel, you're supposed to say, oh, that's our affiliate link. I'm an affiliate of this product. I thought, yeah. So apparently that's real. I've never done that before in my life. I'm never going to do that. Their information has not changed my plan at all.
But that's radio though. Like podcasting, you know, say I have a promo code. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
So I don't have an affiliate link. I have promo codes.
Right.
Like you can't go, I can't give you a website. I can just give you their website. You just go to Fox & Sons Coffee. It's not Fox & Sons Coffee / Allen. There's no, there isn't one. Although Steve should make that. Steve could try to get me in trouble with the feds by making me an affiliate link and then calling the feds and saying he's not advertising his affiliate link. Yeah.
Well, he's a Lions fan and you're a Cowboys fan. So there's, you know, he's going to hate you for that. Oh, so I'm going to get this mother.
If he's a Lions fan, he doesn't hate me because he doesn't feel anything at all.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. So, yeah. Speaking of podcasting and.
Hey, 10 minutes in. Let's go.
Yeah. Going to the topics that you didn't like. So really appreciate that. So I know we kind of mentioned it on the last episode. We were talking about Candace Owens and Daily Wired are split. Mm-hmm. And now the big thing that's popping up is Steven Crowder and all the stuff that's going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more personal. Like those are more personal issues that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a poll. I'm stealing this from you, Alan. I just want to let you know I'm stealing this from you. So we're doing great things over here.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, which current drama in conservatism will end up doing more damage to conservatism? And 70% said the Candace Owens Daily Wire And 30% said the latter with Crowder and Jared, who's the one that's kind of being on the opposite side of the Crowder thing and all the things that are going on with him and Steven Crowder. I probably would agree with that. I think the Owens and the Daily Wire would do more damage because it seemed for a very long time that conservatives were, you know, pro-Israel and do whatever you need to do to support Israel. And then Candace Owens, and I don't know if this was orchestrated by her. I don't know if she kind of felt the wind going in that certain direction. I don't know what the motives or if there was a move. I have no idea. I don't know what the background is or what her thinking is and all that. I'm not in her head. But she was starting to kind of be like, I'm not going to be in that direction. I'm not going to be super pro-Israel. I'm going to have people on who aren't pro-Israel. Mm-hmm. Or if they are pro-Israel, they're not enough pro-Israel, I guess you could say. And I think that's definitely, there's definitely a split among the right-wing conservative or conservative ink that are kind of, it's like, this is a huge fracture, it seems like. And with the Crowder thing, it's more personal drama. Like, you know, Crowder's an asshole. And it's a little, it seems like anyone who's in media, if you're a big name, you're probably an asshole. I mean, that seems to kind of be what it is. Like, Steven Crowder is an asshole. He was doing some weird things. Apparently, he and Jared had some gay relationship. I don't know. They're kissing, whatever. And actually, I mean, if you're a conservative and you're kissing dudes, come on. And you were telling yourself you're straight? No, you can't do that. Yeah. So it's really weird what's happening over there. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like, okay. So I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, like, do you think, like, do you agree with me? Do you agree with the poll, the results that 70% said that the Daily Wire Candace Owens split is going to be more damaging, or kind of the whole personal, like, well, you say your traditional values and a traditional conservative, but then some stuff that's coming out. And I'm not saying like every single person, like it's all black and white. There's definitely some gray area there, but it's some weird personal stuff going on there.
Okay. So I don't agree with basically any of that.
Okay.
So first of all, all of this is prefaced with for people who are perpetually online, for people who are most people offline don't even know who you're talking about.
Right.
There is no fracture because no one knows or cares about any of the stuff you just said unless they live online. Like I do actually go out in the world from time to time, and it's not like, ooh, look at me, you know, I'm a man of the people or anything. It's more that, yeah, I have a job and I leave the house every day. Right. And whenever I'm around people just in the community, particularly older people, and don't blame them for being boomers, by the way, they're the ones who vote. Just FYI, if you're going to talk about whether or not something's damaging, you're really talking about the electorate. Old people vote and young people don't. Sorry, that's just how it is. So those people have absolutely no idea about any of the things you just said.
Yeah.
None at all. And second of all, just within the confines of, okay, just in the vacuum of this, of the poll and the people involved. So the 70% voted for the whole Ben Shapiro, Candace Owen, Daily Wire thing, but they're either stupid or they didn't understand the poll. They voted for that one because they're more popular.
Yeah.
Those people are more popular than Steven Crowder and whatever the dude's name was that used to be his friend or producer or something, and his ex-wife now, and that whole situation. Like the whole thing with Crowder and his wife, that was like from a couple of years ago, I thought. Like she filed to divorce him in like 2021. So 3 years ago now. Oh my God, it's 2024. Okay. So anyway, a couple of years ago, right?
Getting closer to death.
Yeah, I know, right? Every damn day. So I think that the people who answered the poll are either stupid or just voted for who they thought was the more popular. Now, the reason why I'm saying that either way, they're wrong, is the Candace Owens Daily Wire thing is great. It's fantastic. That's not damaging at all. It's great news. If you actually were a conservative, I mean a true traditional conservative, like limited government, fiscal conservative, you know, cutting spending, getting rid of entangling alliances, you know, blah, 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 blah. Those people are happy to see what's going on, because the Daily Wire, the people who run the Daily Wire, are all neocon hacks. They're leftists. Neocons are on the left. That's not conservatism at all, by any stretch of the imagination. So the fact that someone like Candace Owens can, and she knew what she was doing, right? Like, when she started going down that road and they were making it very clear publicly that they weren't happy with her and what she was doing, and they clearly were making no attempts to defend her from outside attacks, mm-hmm. then she doubled down to poison the well to get out. And that's fine. More power to her. Right. But it makes me think of the phrase, you got to bleed the bad blood away. Like, this is good. This is not damaging. This is great for conservatism. What conservatives need to do is to hack out the rot that has infested their ranks. And people like Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire and everyone in Conservative Inc., libs of TikTok, all those other people, all of those conservative influencers who's, by the way, all their influence is on Twitter. Their influence isn't out there.
Yeah.
It's not on the street. It's on Twitter. It's online. All those people need to be deleted from the conservative movement. So if Candace Owens shedding light on this particularly poisonous aspect of that crowd creates all this drama, and it causes a fracture, and it causes a lot of people to either just side with Candace outright, or at the very least say, yeah, I'm done with Daily Wire. That's right. Not damage. That's great. It's something that I've said many times. It's something we've talked about on, you and me have talked about before, which is conservatives have to get good with the idea of short-term losses for long-term gains. Progressives, yeah. leftists, they're great at this. They are perfectly fine with losing an election, losing a majority here or there, because they're moving the Overton window over and over and over further to the left, so that the kind of stuff that they're championing today is the kind of stuff that Republicans will be defending 20 years from now. And we talked about, we talked about this last week. The old school conservatives would have been, well, let's get rid of Social Security. That was a boondoggle. There was no great want for it. There was not a great public demand for Social Security when it came along. Let's get rid of the Federal Department of Education. Same thing. That's just more federal bureaucracy. And of course, fast forward to more recently, like Obamacare. Well, every Republican running the moment Obamacare got signed was, I'm running to repeal Obamacare. And where's Obamacare today? And guess what? We've had Republican majorities since then. I'll be damned if we don't still have Obamacare. Funny how that works. So no, if this type of drama forces leftist Republicans out of the fold and brings back true conservative values, that's not damage. That's great gains. Even if it's not today, even if it's not this election cycle or whatever, long term, that's fantastic. So by default, then, whatever the hell's going on with Steven Crowder's gay ass, that's worse.
Yeah, I mean this guy, he even had a video or a clip of him like a few years ago saying some things that he's afraid of, and one of them was, I'm pretty much saying that he was afraid that some of that bisexual gay tendencies would come back, whatever. And it's kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, crazy. Say, oh man, back in high school, in my college days, whew, man, I was sucking and fucking dudes all day long. Now,
Wait, who said this?
Steven Crowder.
Steven Crowder has acknowledged this.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure he has.
Okay,
if I'm wrong, then let me know. Yeah. Now, what I'm saying, like, I'm joking around that he said, my high school and college days, I was sucking and fucking, because I was saying in a clip of him, where he was saying that he was afraid, because he did this whole segment about what some things he's afraid of, like he's afraid to have kids, he was afraid of like what I was saying before about my bisexual or gay tendencies coming back or rearing its ugly head or something like that. So I'm joking around and saying, well, back in my high school and college days, I was sucking and fucking dudes all day, but now I have a wife and want to have kids possibly, and I want to be part of that. I don't want that gay stuff to come back. I'm joking around, but yeah.
Is it rear in his head or head in his rear?
I'm both, apparently, if he was worried about his bisexuality.
All right, so so that means he's gay and he's a degenerate who's gonna burn in hell. That's that sucks for him.
Yeah. Should have stayed deep in that closet, you know?
Yeah, big if deep. True. It's all <You're> right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to be clear for Crowder's lawyers. So this is Shane's show. The 38th parallel. I'm just a guest. I don't.
Yeah. So yeah, if he sues me, then oh man, holy shit, Stephen Crowder sued me. Wow.
Yeah, that actually would be huge for ratings.
I know. Yeah. It'd be great.
I would. Yeah, I'd double down. Just do the Candace Owens. Double down on whatever it is, whatever the drama is. Just start.
I've heard through the grapevine that man, he was sucking dudes' asses. Whew.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I didn't realize. I thought that there was I remember there was the whole deal with him and his wife, and then there was a video that leaked of him apparently berating her and stuff when she was preggo, and now I go to the Sean Connery school of women, which is sometimes they need a good slap, but a lot of people got on his case for that, but that was a few years ago. Then it fast forward, apparently, whatever his old co-host or whatever, they had some kind of a falling out. So I don't know what was going on. I don't know all the details between him and that Jacob guy or whatever. I thought that that was some kind of a professional falling out, and that guy, and then now apparently we're heading to some sort of legal dispute. Which is just that's hard for me to wrap my head around. I mean, maybe it's just a cultural thing. I come from a different place or whatever, but that's we just don't handle things that way. And B, it's on It's Too Late, we have me and Dave, and it's my show and I'm the host, and Dave is, he's my backboard, right? He comes on for me to yell at and talk to. He's the guy that I'm pitching things at. Mm-hmm. But he's just my friend and he's just hanging out on the show. I don't employ him, right? I wish I could pay Dave $60,000 a year to be on It's Too Late.
It's not just Patreon.
Yeah, if you guys were subbing to my goddamn show. but even if I did, I just can't imagine a scenario where a right to work state like Tennessee, where, we could be working together on a project and then no longer be working together on the project under any circumstances, whether it was mutual or whether it was just me being a jerk or anything in the middle. It's my show, and I'm not defending Steven Crowder, because he apparently is just a faggot, but, in the literal and metaphorical senses. But how could a lawsuit even enter into the equation? And apparently part of it is apparently Crowder and his people, they go after people, right? Like if he has some kind of a falling out with you, then he tries to use lawfare, all the kind of stuff that they're talking about with Trump, right? He resorts to lawfare to try to attack people that he considers to be threats to him. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that the Crowder media empire was just so expansive and powerful. I didn't realize he was freaking Rupert Murdoch, for God's sakes. But apparently, I don't know. So
it's not like we watch his show or anything like that. So how do we know?
Yeah. Why didn't this guy just beat his ass? He's gay. Well, he can't be hard to beat up. Fuck his wife, that'll get him. Or maybe that wouldn't. If he's gay, he probably doesn't care. He's like, I think it would be helping him out in that case. Are those even his kids? Who knows? I did see a picture of her. She's kind of cute. So I don't know, what's going through her mind? What's the thing is that I guess the other thing I don't understand is that people tend to show you who they are. If you pay any attention, people tend to show you who they are, and they usually tend to do it early and often. So it's how did these people get involved with Steven Crowder? If Steven Crowder's kind of always been a douche nozzle from the word go, you know, it's like, because I keep on hearing stories of, oh, so-and-so worked with Steven Crowder between this year and this year, and now there's a falling out. It's like, okay, well, why did you work with Steven Crowder between this year and this year? I don't know. Well, isn't there stuff like that going on with Tim Pool too? Like every single one of these conservative ink influencer types, you know, gets their little click around them for whatever it is they're producing. And then they have some kind of a falling out with someone. And then that becomes, you know, that person becomes persona non gratis. And it's like, how does this keep happening? I don't know. And they're terribly unimpressive people on top of all that. Just hit them in the face. That's what we do. Just punch him in the face.
Well, like Nazis, right? Punch Nazis, right?
Yeah, except for those people who say that would never actually do it because they're pussies too. Like, just,
yeah.
I don't want to go into a whole bunch of personal life details, but I owned a business in my 20s and I had a business partner, and which that's something you should never do, by the way. Don't ever, ever, ever have a general partnership as your legal framework for your business. And we had a falling out and that person left the business. And I mean, that was it. There was no going to court. It was just,
You've never seen him ever or heard from him again.
Actually, no, I haven't ever seen or heard from him again. Hmm. I mean, some threats were exchanged, but not legal. And that's the end of it. Like, because obviously we don't want to work together anymore. And so we won't.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know. I don't see how you get to the next, like if the next step is, oh, I'm going to sue you, then I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah. We're going to get physical. If you're going to put me to court, shit, I'm going to show up at your house. Now what?
I mean, I'm a firm believer in violence being, I'm not saying it's the answer, but it is an answer.
Maybe they should duel. We should
absolutely. Isn't there some states where people can agree to enter into a physical contest and it becomes legal and the police are not supposed to intervene? I'm pretty sure there is. I don't know if they can fight to the death, mind you, because that would still be murder.
Okay, so I literally, while you're saying, I looked it up.
Okay.
Washington and Texas are the only two states in the U.S. where mutual combat is legal.
Washington.
In Washington, the mutual combat must take place in a public place and both parties must agree to the fight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. We got to make that all. We have 48 states to go, Shane. This is going to be our new thing.
That's crazy.
We're going to get this fast. It's just weird that Washington is. I understand Texas. They all want to meet at high noon, but Washington? What? Hey. Yeah. There you go. This has been an edutainment episode.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at this article here about if I can learn anything more about it, but maybe it's wasting time. I like it on this one. It says, I mean, it probably won't surprise folks to know that one of those states is Texas. The other is Washington. It's like, okay, well, you're going to get into that or what? I guess not. How about this one? Okay. Wait, what? Why is it doing that? That was weird.
We need more mutual combats.
Trying to get this part of it in here. It won't even...
This
show
is a
me
riveting program.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I finally got to it. Sorry, I'm wasting time here. But okay, so Washington State is one of the only two states in America where mutual combat is totally legal. Most states do not have a specific law relating to mutual combat, leaving consensual fights in a sort of gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Washington State, however, does have a law legalizing mutual combat. The Washington state law regarding mutual combat does lay out one provision that makes fighting legally a little challenging. To be legal, a fight has to be overseen by a police officer. Most of the time, police officers have something better to do with their time than watch a couple of guys brawl.
Okay, that's objectively a false statement. They have nothing better to do than that.
Right. The police officer is supposed to act as a referee by breaking up the fight when an obvious victor has emerged. The police officer also must keep bystanders from being injured and property from being damaged. This would make the fight illegal. So that was Washington. Yeah. Now let's read about Texas. Like Washington State, people who wish to duke it out in Texas must do so under the watchful eye of a police officer. But police officers do have a lot of, have nothing better to do. Considering that Texas law allows people to carry swords in public, it's hardly surprising that consensual fist fights are legal. Mutual combat becomes illegal under Texas law if one of the participants is seriously injured. Well, then what's the point?
See, this is the thing. This is why you have to have the law with specific rules, because like if you're in one of the other states where it's, quote, a gray area, then what's going to happen is two people are going to fight. And when one loses, then he'll call the police and say, this guy attacked me.
Yeah.
That's why you have to have it. But yeah, well, I don't know why fist fights? Why can't we use those swords we were talking about? Bring back dueling, man. Like,
right.
Dueling's fantastic. Like everyone who went to school remembers learning about Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, except for, of course, with the one caveat of the schools only teach you lies. And so they paint it as a bad thing where Burr's the bad guy. That's, of course, false. Burr's the amazing guy. He's the superhero in the story who killed the evil villain, Alexander Hamilton.
The only exception to this is if the participants are fighting as part of their occupation or as part of a medical experiment.
A medical experiment? What?
Consent to fight in Texas doesn't need to be explicitly stated. If someone's words and actions make it clear that they want to fight, this is considered consent under the statute. Note that amateur fight clubs are likely to be illegal in Texas, as it is almost inevitable that someone will sustain serious injuries. As a fight club's events are not sanctioned professional fights, this would make this form of mutual combat illegal.
So they that's why you don't talk about fight club.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the first rule.
Yeah, because on this website, it'll literally tell you mutual combat legality. Illegal. Oh, man.
We're getting it. We're bringing it to the other 48.
I'm surprised, though, like maybe in California they should bring it back, because, I mean, O.J. Simpson killed somebody and two people, actually, but, you know.
Well, hey, maybe they consented to the duel.
Possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Possibly. So, yeah, I actually learned something. I had no idea. I had no idea that was actually a thing. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I have a lot of just useless knowledge in my head. It's weird. Yeah. About as useless as drama with the Daily Wire and with Steven Crowder. It's all pretty useless and no one cares. That's the thing. That's the thing too, is that, you know, social media in a lot of ways has become very similar to like the typical, 24-hour news cycle, if you've noticed, both partially in very real terms, because a lot of people go and get information from social media as opposed to their traditional media sources, because all the traditional media is just Pravda. It's just all propaganda. So a lot of people are using social media to exchange information, and that's fine. But also, it's picked up one of the bad habits of the traditional media, which is, you know, breaking news, this thing happened, and then 24 hours later, it basically never happened. We're on to the next thing. That totally happens in social media too. So, for like a day or two, all the drama is Candace Owens, you know, Daily Wire.
Yeah.
Well, we're done with that. We're on to now it's all memes about a bridge collapse, and then we're done with that. And then it's P. Diddy. It's all Sean Combs, and he's a sex trafficker.
Puffy.
And by the way, we're already done with that. We're already moved on.
Yeah.
So what's it going to be? Like, what is it now? Well, what is it today? I was kind of busy. Oh, it's Lizzo today.
Yeah,
it's Lizzo.
Yeah, I was just going to say, right.
So, yeah, so no one remembers the sex trafficking that Diddy did, because now everyone's upset that fat-ass Lizzo quit.
You want to know what her statement was? When she quit, or if she said, I mean, I don't know how true it's going to be or how long it's going to actually last. Is it I'm out of the music industry for sure? Or is it just, I'm quitting and then we'll see what happens a couple months from now? So
I tell you what, I just found, are you talking about this like statement that has like a orange or yellow background?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I need to save this now in case it gets deleted by the internet.
Yeah.
So, cause that's going to be on next week's show. You know, it is.
Oh yeah.
And it's going to be a whole long list of jokes. And then, yeah.
And then, yeah, it's going to get,
oh yeah, that's totally media. So yeah. next week's whole bit where I do like the list of 7 or 8 puns. There it is. There it's going to be Lizzo. You heard it here first.
Yep.
It's going to be dope.
So I don't know. Maybe she should have lost a little weight since she wouldn't have gotten all that. Yeah. I mean, freaking Adele did that. She lost weight. She got criticized for losing all the weight.
Yeah. Can't well, win. That's just, yeah, it's, well, that's because the thing is that when you're like one of the fats, and then the other fats support you because you're their fat champion. And then when you lose weight, they feel like you've turned your back on them. Like you made your life better. And so you've betrayed the fats. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's that's a real tight lobby. The fat lobby, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like, well, you think Jews are bad and you'd be right. But.
Oh man.
You don't see a lot of fat Jews.
No. Not really. Maybe in Hollywood.
Possibly. Oh, yeah. Like the Weinsteins and stuff like
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, he's not fat anymore. He's in jail. He's probably starving to death, right?
Well, I mean, my understanding was is he had a cardio routine.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm already thinking in my head, like, what's the long... I'm going to just... talk about Lizzo, and then there's going to be the long list of puns while Dave groans and says, we got to move on. I'm thinking of like, I took this news with a heavy heart.
You should have some booze in there, like some booze. I mean, you have a joke or something, like some claps, and just one of them, like, boo, that would suck.
Nobody would ever boo. It's too late, though. That's just objectively false. It could never happen. Believe it or not, we actually have tried to find some more crowd reacts. Like we've tried to find like the, you know, like, ooh, yeah. Like, oh, he said he went there, and we couldn't find a good one. All the ones, like if you're searching for oohs, you get the ooh, like a romantic ooh, as opposed to a bad ooh.
Like, oh, like that kind of one.
Man, the dumb shit we waste our time on. Here I am spending hours scrolling through sound effects for an ooh from the audience so that I can get 2 more subscribers on Twitch. Jesus Christ.
Well, to take the show to a screeching halt, you had a personal antidote earlier on in the episode. I'm going to talk about a couple of personal antidotes about
anecdotes or antidotes.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm Asian. I don't pronounce words right.
Is it very true? Yes.
Yeah. No problem. Been here 20 years. No problem.
It was good, though. He did that so well. I mean, he is an actor, right? You're like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's perfect for Naked Gun reboot. Like, he's perfect. Like,
yeah. When I first saw that, a bunch of people were like, yeah, that's stupid. I was like, I don't know. I think this might actually be really good. Yeah. Sorry, I have to preempt you one more time. So there was also that clip of him talking about the gender pay gap.
Yeah.
He has to be doing that on purpose, right? Like the fact that he's playing the straight man for like a minute and then at the very end he drops that. It has to be on purpose. There's no way that was a mistake. Like he's intentionally trolling.
No. What? A pay cut? Nah, that's going too far.
Maybe Liam Neeson is actually a pretty epic troll.
Possibly. I mean, I know people shit on A Million Ways to Die in the West, but it's decent in that movie.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be all right. Okay, all right. Tell us a personal anecdote.
Right. So the anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we saw it's short with the Steven Crowder one. I didn't meet the guy, but I did kind of see him sitting down because we went to see Owen Benjamin a few years ago doing stand up. That's that was around the time when Owen and Steven were still friendly. So I got to see him in all his glory. He's like, wow, that's Steven Crowder. Like, oh, okay, cool. And this is kind of during my straight up libertarian, Steven Crowder. Wow. Okay. Yeah. He's outside of the Fox News grid. Cool. That kind of, what is it called? Like that whole era that we were in. And then with Tim Pool, we've actually have met him a couple times in person, and everything you see on camera on his show is exactly the person that he is off the camera. He's literally that person, like him talking and him like taking over the conversation. 100% Tim Pool. That's that guy right there. Like he's not, that's not fake, at least from our experience. I mean, it was a while ago that we've met him, but that's literally him is what you see on there. This was before, I'm pretty sure it was before Timcast IRL was even a thing. I think he was still doing those little like 10, 20 minute clips of a news topic or something like that. And he would be posting like 5 videos a day or some around those lines. And yeah, I remember seeing him in, I think it was like his work area. I think it was like it was like a bedroom. It looked like he was in a bedroom and it was like a mattress on the floor and it was just a desk. Yeah, it was like nothing of what it is now. So
yeah. See, Tim Pool's another one where I just can't respect him because he looks like my niece could beat him up.
Oh yeah.
And so that just, I just can't respect him then. I'm sorry. He just oozes weak beta.
And I don't know.
On top of
maybe I'll try and fight him one day if I ever get to see him in person again. I'll get a glove and I'll slap his face and say, "You ready to duel? We're in Texas. It's actually allowed here, you know."
Yeah. Oh yeah, he is in Texas, isn't he? Yeah. Well, yeah. You're set then.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. These idiots being in Texas, they're asking for it.
Well, I mean, you can carry swords. That's legal. So bring my sword. I'll be like Leonardo. There you go.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't see why it would be an issue for anyone to carry a sword anywhere. If you can carry a gun, which is objectively a more dangerous weapon than a sword, then why would carrying a sword even be controversial? It's just purely the visual effect. That's all it is.
Right. Like how can you close carry a sword? Like how is that even possible? You know.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as like you can have a knife, but a knife over a certain length is then, you know, there's going to be laws against it. So, I mean, like a short sword or an arming sword is the length of what a lot of people think a sword is. And it's obviously, you know, it's going to be like a few feet long. And you wouldn't be able to conceal it pretty easily. I mean, you could have it in a sheath, but you can see the sheath. It'd be like, you know, holstering a gun. You could see a holster, but you could see a gun sticking out of a holster. You can see the pommel and hilt sticking out of the sheath. But either way, it's like if you're saying that, well, if a bunch of people are walking around with swords, well, then that just makes the world more dangerous because all these people could pull swords out and start cutting each other. It's like, well, you know, there's people walking around with guns, right? Some of them are open carrying, but a lot of them are concealed carry. So you're walking around Kroger's or something, your grocery store equivalent in your part of the country and people are walking around, they've got guns hidden on them right now. And that gun is a lot more dangerous to you than a sword. Like, you know, so I'm just saying, I don't really have a problem. I don't have a problem with anyone carrying any kind of weapon. I think it's basically the exact same thing of, you know, all the mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. Like nobody would bust into Walmart and start trying to mow people down if, you know, there was like 400 people in the building and 180 of them were walking around packing heat. You wouldn't run in there because you'd be gunned down from over there when you're not looking 15 seconds into your rampage. So I'm cool with people. I should be able to carry a sword when I'm working. I don't know what the law is here. I'm sure we have some BS about knives over a certain length, but I mean, Tennessee has, like constitutional carry. So like I can just be concealed carrying a handgun at any time without a permit and it's whatever. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I have no good segue for this next topic. I couldn't think of one. I'm not quick on my feet like you are. So, but yeah, so this next thing, I just want to move on from that, you know, because just like any other drama, just move on and talk about the Baltimore mayor. You had mentioned before that the Francis Scott Key Bridge was attacked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of people more likely to be involved with gun violence, so the mayor of Baltimore.
This is why you're a professional and I'm a fucking loser. There you go.
It might just be that you're a good person and I'm an abhorrent racist. It might be. It might be that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I am a racist, but you know, I like to say it under my breath, and then every once in a while it slips out, and then you know. The family breaks up. Everybody gets mad at me. You know, people start yelling at me, saying that was racist. Why would you say that? And then you know, this because it actually happened to me in person. Anyway,
oh yeah, dude, yeah, you're Asian, boy. I bet y'all's family reunions are like big time racist.
We hate other Asians. That's how bad it is.
That's because every other Asian, other than your Asian, is subhuman filth.
You've read my mind. Exactly.
I know. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. So the Baltimore mayor, if you don't know, he looks like he's a 20, like some 20-year-old high schooler. It's crazy. So he was on Joy Reid's show on MSNBC, which we know is a great beacon of truth and enlightenment and where you can get your news. Joy Reid's show, whatever. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, so yeah, his name is Brandon Scott.
She looks like if Donald Trump were a black woman.
I mean, she kind of acts like him. Yeah. She's just like, you see what his guy said? Man, he's like a fucking idiot.
She's got like comb over blonde hair, for God's sakes.
And she's complaining. She mainly talks crap about white people. And it's like, bitch, you're wearing fucking white women hair.
Yeah, that's big time, Karen.
Big time. All right, so he goes on the show, and he's basically responding because she kind of is pushing him to talk about people saying, well, you're just a DEI hire. And that's pretty much the gist of it. So I'll go ahead and start playing this video. It's an hour long.
Or Mayor Brandon Scott. I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the nerve to be black.
What?
Black and also a mayor.
Well, I think, listen, I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a saying anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them, because me being at my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk, and they should be afraid, because that's my purpose in life.
So what do you think of that?
All right,
purpose in life is to make you scared.
So and first of all, he's
also
actually
sorry to cut you off, but okay, he's talking about like all these people who are racist. And so I was like, you got voted in, like you got voted in as mayor of Baltimore. I don't know what the population is there, but I'm pretty sure a lot of white people probably voted for you. I don't know.
So first of all, he's actually a year older than me. So that's not
really.
Yeah, he's older than me. That's number one. Number two, but rich, straight white men have basically achieved everything in the world. So I don't like you're not really getting at us by pointing that out. And three, he's only in the news right now because of a catastrophic failure in Baltimore. So I'm not sure, like, I'm not saying it's his fault explicitly for what happened. I'm just saying that when you're in the news because of a catastrophic failure, I wouldn't exactly be doing victory laps.
Yeah, the only thing
he should be in the news talking about right now is how they're going to get to the bottom of how this could have happened, and the people who are responsible are going to be held accountable, and how he's going to replace the negligent people in the Port Authority with people who do their jobs right. Which, by the way, the negligent people are also DEI hires. But see, but he can't do any of that, right? Because for him to point that out would, you know, then they would, you know, they'd probably, because we've seen this, you know, then they would call him a coon and he's a race traitor and all that stuff. So he has to double down. He has to double down on what got his whole political career started. You can listen to that guy for 5 seconds till he has an IQ of like 84. So his entire political career is based around identity. It's not based around merit or competence. But again, like if I were in his shoes, even knowing that I only got the position I got based entirely on identity politics, I would still be trying to demonstrate, but I'm actually going to be a really good, genuine, professional mayor. I'm going to demonstrate that I didn't just get my job because of who I am. I got my job because I'm the best person for the job, and I'm going to handle this situation politically with class, but with, you know, competency. And what does he do? He goes on Joy Reid and starts talking about rich white people. And so what does that do? So all the naysayers, all the people that he's talking about that wouldn't like him because of who he is, they are all now perfectly sure that they were right to do so. Everyone who doesn't like him is now positive that they're right for not liking him, because he's demonstrated that's what he is.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I mean, Joy Reid, it's no big shocker, but she has him on and leads off with, do you want to take some time to address all of these people saying these races? What people?
That would have been fun if he was like, no, I'm okay.
Who?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, maybe what your statement before about people perpetually online, maybe she's perpetually. I've only seen people on Twitter saying all this stuff. Nobody out in public is actually talking about it.
Yeah. What are they talking about? It doesn't exist. The thing is, it's like, you know, like I travel around online mostly to just steal stuff for the show, you know, whatever. Yeah. I see people making jokes and whatever. But whenever I'm on, because let's face it, like they're all left wing. So they're talking about the right wing. The right wing is the forever racist, misogynist, you know, elite, whatever. When I am in their side of the internet, I don't see that. No one's dropping the N-word. Which, by the way, there's something. Tell me what you think about this. This is kind of like, okay, you know, this is one of this. We're going to go down a goat trail really quick. That has nothing to do per se with him. What's his name? What was his name? Brandon something. I already forgot. Brandon guy. Scott. Yeah, Brandon Scott. Okay. Yeah. He has a white guy. Shh. Okay. well, Tim Scott might be like your next vice president. He's black. Anyway.
Oh God.
Well, he's right wing. So he's a coon. But Here's a little sidetrack. It's always cringy to me when people say the N-word, like the literal phrase.
Yeah, because now I'm thinking in my head. I'm saying it in my head when you say the N-word. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it's really, I always cringe when anyone says the N-word. Hmm. But when a black person says the N-word, if he doesn't have a nigga pass, who does?
He must have been raised by liberal white parents or something.
You ever noticed Like we're just going through layers of hell right now. Yeah. Have you ever noticed that like all of these powerful women of color, have you ever noticed this? All these different powerful women of color, like you think of like the AOCs and the Kamala Harrises or whatever. I'm forgetting one right now. There was another one that I saw recently that they, again, it's all identity politics, right? Like a big part of their platform is look at me. I'm a minority female. They're all married to white men. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Dude, AOC's married to a ginger, for God's sakes. Like, we don't even consider him human.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
He's actually, to us, he's actually a lower life form than she is.
They have no souls.
Yeah. So Brandon Scott can't say the word. He has to say the N-word along with, you know, whatever, you know, all the white people on TV, and the minority women are actually all married to white men. But then they go out on the campaign trail and talk about evil white men keeping them down. It's like, are you like, is this a marital thing?
Keeping them down. Keeping them down the back.
Well,
yeah,
I prefer to never mind. So I'm just saying, like, wouldn't that be really weird to you? Like, wouldn't you be really weirded out if you were married to, like, AOC and then she went out and talked, you know, she says, all right, honey, I'll be back later. I got to go give a campaign speech. And in the campaign speech, she talks about the evils of Hoppa men, you know, ruling as elites over the rest of us. And then she comes home and says,
oh, I'll rule you. I'll rule you.
Yeah. But that's but that's not a rare phenomenon. That's actually super common.
No,
I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
Maybe
I'm
they're related to Thomas Jefferson or something.
Well, you know, not everybody's perfect. Not even Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of someone who, because you're talking about saying the N-word and it's cringe, I'll show you someone who's not afraid of saying the N-word.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is yeah. See, here's a segue. This is a good segue.
Okay.
A terrible segue. Last one. All right. So this is a song, and it's about everyone's favorite rabbi, Rabbi Shmuley.
Oh my God.
Shmuley.
I don't know why somebody didn't just kill him. But yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember this guy? What a great guy. So this guy, he did a song, and we're going to listen to the entire thing. No cringing allowed.
If I were Rabbi Shmuley and diddle 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 digga digga diddle diddle dum, all day long I'd diddle little bums. If I were a Shmuley man, I'd peddle all my dildos, dreidel dildo, selling dildos with my daughter and her mum. If I were a Jewish Shmuley man, I'd be digging with a dildo in my bum. I'd wear a grotesque nose and go grab some goyim right on the nipple with a pinch. A Shabbos lap dance brace for the youngest mensch. The books I'd sell would tell how all you fellas are jealous of Jewish sexual appeal. Meanwhile, I'd count the shekels that I'd steal. It's white supremacy when you are questioning me on the USS Liberty. Genocide's just fine when you're the chosen kind. I'd get a pass on calling Candace a nigger, a bigger gefilte fish to fry. I'd know why Michael Jackson had to die. Why, if I were Rabbi Shmuley, diddle 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 digga digga diddle diddle dum, all day long I'd shalom in your home. If I were a Shmuley man, I'd go full kosher Kama Sutra and dreidel dildo tunnel digging with a dildo in my bum.
Lord who made the Gentile and the Jew. Of course he'd make me superior to you. Gleefully I'd be squealing on our scheme to remove Christ the King from everything. If I were a smoothly man.
All right, what are your thoughts on that? That's pretty good, right? It's pretty good.
The only thing I'm going to say is I think we can all agree it's becoming much more socially acceptable to be openly anti-Semitic, and I am so here for it.
That was anti-Semitic? I didn't notice. Thought it was a decent song.
I don't think there is such a thing as anti-Semitic. You're just telling the truth, but right. I'm just saying it's becoming more socially acceptable to be, and I am here for it.
Oh man,
why should they be exempt from all the good times? You don't have a lot of Jews in the NFL, I've noticed.
Well, probably owners, right? The Jews are the owners. Like, because I'm a 49ers fan. And I'm pretty sure the owner of the 49ers is a Jew.
That's why y'all can't win.
Well, yeah, he did say, too, during the Super Bowl week, he was saying, yeah, even if we had lost the conference championship, we'd be fine. I'm like, what? No, fuck you. Win the fucking game. Oh, if we lost the conference championship, it still would have been a successful season. Go fuck yourself.
See, you know, only two teams get to win a conference championship, and only one team gets to win a Super Bowl every year, Shane. You know, just have a little perspective, you know?
Who are you, Jed York, the owner of the 49ers? That's exactly what he was talking about. Hey, I know what? I've grown up. Even if, you know, if we made a wild card, we lost, that's totally okay. That's fine. All right, that's a whole other show. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
I don't know. I mean, okay, whatever. I just typed in Jed York Jew into Google, and some weird ass shit's coming up. So I'm just gonna close that. Okay. I'm just gonna close that. Yeah, we're gonna move on from that one.
Alan, where can they find your show? It's Too Late with Alan Mosley.
New episodes of It's Too Late premiere every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Oh my, we've been on a roll. The show has been, if I dare say, the show has been absolutely fantastic, particularly since the first of the year. And as we've gone into season 7 of the show, I mean, it's been a new amazing guest every single week. Awesome memes. Very culturally insensitive jokes. I mean, everything you'd want to have and more from the best late night show in America. You can get that on Twitch, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever. Just search Alan Mosley TV.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you've been having some good guests lately. And I know you've had me on too. And I know I'm like bottom of the barrel, so I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me on.
Yeah. In the back of my mind, I keep saying eventually, someday, some Asian guy will be in the news. And then I'll have you be that guy. And it'll actually make sense. And then I call you up on, you know, Wednesday afternoon and say, hey, come on, I need you to be an Indian woman real quick. Right. Yeah. And look, I can't help it. I'm waiting for some Asian guy to be in the news.
Yeah, where's that guy that shot up Virginia Tech? We need that guy back. Or someone like that.
Wow. All right. Okay. Where's that guy? We need him back. --, Shane. Yeah. So I'm just a guest on this program, y'all. I'm not a
Stephen Crowd is gonna sue me for that. You said something about Virginia Tech. Suing.
Yeah, here.
Yeah. Where'd he go? Anyway. So thanks, Alan, for coming on again and for doing this, the 38th Parallel. It's good stuff. Fox & Sons Coffee, promo code ITL. Yeah. And this show is live streams 10 p.m. Eastern, unless something happens or, you know, I'm like, I don't really feel like doing it today.
How come it is we had 646 different people see this show and no one commented? Is everyone just jaw hit the floor that hard?
They saw the song and they're like, oh, I can't even.
Yeah.
Speechless.
Yeah. That's weird to me. Like, at least one of y'all could have said, please stop. You know, no.
They could have done that. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and go. So, again, thanks, Alan, for doing this again. And we'll see you next week.
So we go up left, have gone too far this time. The woke mob have really done it now. The left have gone insane. The woke mob have really done insane.